Hi, Chester. Can you hear me?
Well, yes.
Hey, Chester, it's me, Dean. Is
Yes.
this a good time for you now?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna wait
Okay.
for another call, but go ahead.
Okay, so we're gonna go through your notes, okay? So I'm gonna also walk you through our voice verification recording as well. Okay, and it just again, it outlines our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you, and it's just gonna kinda go over the billing date and so forth. Okay? When I'm walking you through this voice verification recording, please, Chester, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me. You just say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? And then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go back, review it, and then rephrase it. Okay? Sound good? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A and B appliance repair.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Chester Leach.
And are you the owner, the president?
I'll be owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, or excuse me, let me go back. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And you have our phone number saved in your contacts, right? Our phone number, the 877 number?
I will.
Okay, I'll resend it to you. I want you to make sure to please save that phone number in your contacts under Local Splash so this way you always have our phone number. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I don't know if you remember the security question that you used to have, but the security question that I have on here for you, it shows that it's your mother's maiden name, Eagle Light.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, perfect. So as you know, if you aren't sure if it's actually us calling you, how you're going to know if it is, just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Now, and another example I want to give you, several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp, and they basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you ever receive any of those calls, Chester, and you're interested, give me a call first because I can offer you a discounted rate. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I do what?
Do you agree? Basically, let me explain it first. I know you're already canceling with Angie's and Townsquare, okay?
Yep.
If during the time you're using our services, you're going to sign up with any other company, like doing other type of marketing, just give us a heads up, just so we can make sure it's not a service we're already providing you. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So all
Gotcha.
we're saying
Okay.
is, just give us a call and let us know. Do you agree
Yep.
to let us know of any additional marketing efforts?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a part of your verification process, okay, I still got to read this even though I know you're verified with your Google Business Profile, but as part of your Google verification process, it is essential that Local Flash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Chester, these may include your business license, proof of insurance, the Google Verified application, and any other documents, items that are needed, that are recommended for the Google Business Verification, okay? And we'll send you the list of what we need. I do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days, because failure to provide the necessary documentation, okay, will result in delays or suspension of your account.
Okay.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today's date, which is February 6th, and that's 2026 in the non-refundable amount of $374. Okay? Now remember, that's covering the $299, right, or covering the $299, and it's covering the application fee of the $125. Okay? We're not charging you for the leads yet, remember. Okay? Until you get approved. All right?
Okay.
So, and let me go back. My correction is it's $249. Okay? Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement. As I mentioned, we just ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months. Okay? You are paying monthly the $249. So, with it being the 3-month verbal agreement, your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 6th day of each month in the amount of $249. So remember, it's a monthly recurring payment. Once you're approved for the Google Verified leads, they will call you to see when you want to activate the leads. Typically, they like to do it within 3 days, but remember I told you, if you're not ready and you need a couple more weeks, just tell them. Okay? And then they'll call you back. All right? Now, okay. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And again, I'll send you that number to save in your contract. Make sure you speak with a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so you don't get billed on that date. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how far are you from your next appointment?
Well, probably 15 minutes anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, we got, that's perfect. I'll finish before then. Okay. So I'm going to go over some notes with you. Now, you do have, you have a state license, right? Like an ID or a driver's license. I'm assuming you do because you're driving.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Only because Pinkerton or Evident ID are going to be the companies that Google's going to use to run your background check. Once we know who it is, Chester, we're going to call you to notify you, because you got to be on the lookout for a text message, or it's going to be an email, okay? And then the best number is always going to be this number to contact you on, the 859-797-7395, right?
Right.
Okay. And then let me put here. And then hours of operation, I know you told me to switch it from 7 to 8, Monday through Saturday, right? Or through Sunday?
Yeah, 7 days a week.
Okay, Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Okay. And then now your areas of target. Okay, I know you like to keep it pretty close. So do you want me to put 10, 15 miles? What do you want me to notate?
20.
20, okay. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone call or text.
Okay. Okay, and then let me see here. Okay, the call tracking is going to be linked to that phone number. Yes, you have your Google reviews. Great job on having over 1,000 reviews. That is amazing. Keep up the good work. You worked hard on that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what that means. You've been doing good work this whole time.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right? Good for you. You work alone by yourself? Or you got crews that help you?
No.
Oh, wow. Man, you're a go-getter.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm putting here yes. And then your Facebook page, you still have access to your Facebook page, right?
No.
You don't? Okay.
Nope.
Who has access to that Facebook page?
I don't have no idea.
You have no idea? Okay. I'll let the team know. Maybe they could help you reset it. I'll let them know. Okay. And then I know that we're going to need to build you a new website, right? You don't owe the domain, the one that Townsquare has?
No.
Okay. So you'll need a new domain. Okay. So I'm going to put here. I know you got your business logo and photos. Okay, let's put that domain you need. Let me go here, /A. Okay, appliance. Okay, let's see. And then you have the certificate of liability insurance. Okay.
See, I think Farm Bureau has, let me see, I think they, I asked them to send that to me. Let's see if they did or not. Number of images, 4 attached.
Okay.
So they sent it to me, so I do have a copy of it here on the email.
Okay. Okay, so now, okay, perfect. Yeah, just as long as you get that to us within the 7 days is fine. Okay, so
do I send that to you?
No, you're going to upload it on your application.
So you're going to send me the application, right?
Yeah, you're going to get the application. It's sent to you. It was already sent via email and via text. Okay, so we send it to both. And then there's 2 companies that are going to run, that Google uses to run the background check. Okay, one is called Evident ID. The other one is called Pinkerton. Now, once we know who it is who's going to run the background check, we're going to notify you because you got to be, like, on the lookout for it. One might tell you upload your front and back of your driver's license. The other one might say, you know, put birth date, put your name. Because, again, they're verifying it's you that they're going to do the background check on. But we'll let you know who it is once we know. Okay? So this way you're aware. And then let me see what else we need on here.
I just hope I can get to it whenever they do call or text for that, you know, get that job. And I can normally get to my phone, but there's a possibility that, you know, I don't know.
It's okay. Don't worry. You got 24 hours, I believe it is, to reply to it. So you're good. We'll make sure to be like, hey, don't forget, Chester, we sent that out. So you'll be fine. Okay? No worries. We're going to be with you every step of the way, okay? And what I love is that you're going to have that account manager as well.
I'm not very computer illiterate, so I'll tell you that right now.
It's okay. We're here to walk with you every step of the way. You're in good hands. And then also, once you get approved, the team will also let us know if you qualify for max bidding. Basically, what that would mean Chester, is you could pay double or triple the cost of the lease to be closer to the very top, okay? But that's upon approval, and we'll let you know once you get approved, all right? Other than that, when you're filling out your application, if there is anything you are stuck on, please reach out to us so we can help you. How does your schedule look for Monday?
We'll just have to try. I mean, probably like, what time
Let
are
me
y'all?
Look at my calendar. Let me look at my calendar and see what we have available, okay? And then whatever time I give you is going to be in your time zone, all right?
So let's see if you got something open at 4, say around between 11:30 and 12.
Monday between 11:30 and 12. That's the 9th, and you are actually, let me see here. Let me go to my calendar. You're 3 hours ahead. So you said around 12?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually have a 12 to 1. You want that time? Between 12 and 1 o'clock your time? Will that work for you?
Yeah, we'll try.
Okay. Let's do that. So what's going to happen is we're going to call you from the 877 number. I just need you to make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. If for any reason you need 5 or 10 more minutes, I want you to pick up the call and just say, Nadine, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay? I'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview just in case if you forget. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so with the timeline, remember, 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads, your website are going to be live, up and running. 5 to 7 days, we're going to have the directories already up and running as well. You'll be getting notifications as these steps are being, you know, completed and you're up on the first page. But remember, with the first page placement within the local map, I'm always going to tell you 60 to 90, even when I've seen it happen sooner, okay? Because that's the safe timeline I like to give, and it's what's in our terms and conditions. With the verified application, that's going to be about 4 to 8 weeks, okay? But that also depends on how quickly you submit it and respond to the background check. But we're going to guide you every step of the way, okay?
Right.
I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you back. Thank you once again for giving us that opportunity to help you.
Appreciate you.
Okay? All right, Chester. So we will talk then on Monday, okay?
So over the weekend, just present that document from the insurance
yes.
company and see if I can
yeah.
find my business license.
Correct. And if you have, like, any you know, any reason, I mean, we're not here on the weekends, but if you have any questions, don't worry about it. We'll get you through it through your client interview, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Good weekend.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye.
Bye-bye.